Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Finances with Francine and Friends. Welcome. I am Francine Humphrey, your host. And if this is your first time tuning in to our broadcast, we thank you so very much. And if you're a longtime listener to any of our shows, we thank you as well, because we can't do this without you. Well, today I have two special guests on the program today. And so I'm going to go ahead and bring them on the line, and then we'll do our introductions. I have Michelle Ewing, and I have Kevin Green. And it's going to take them a second, and then they'll be joining us. Hello, Michelle and Kevin.
Hi, Francine. Hi,
how are
Francine.
You?
Good. How are you?
How are you doing, Francine?
I'm doing well.
Michelle, how are y'all?
Very well.
Good, good, good. Great. So it's great to have you both on the show with me today. And I just wanted to tell our audience a little bit about this particular show. It is Finances with Francine and Friends, and our mission is to share information, updates, guest highlights, and keep you educated on all things financial. That's why we're so excited to bring you each week a special guest. And today is extra special because I have two exciting guests. So what we're going to do is just go ahead and get started with the show today. I'm so excited to have you both here with me. And I'm going to start with Michelle. And Michelle is a native of Brooklyn, New York, and she is a retired Navy line officer and certified human resources professional with broad training and 27 years of military leadership experience in both operational and administrative environments. She holds a BA in psychology from Old Dominion University and a MA in urban education community counseling from Norfolk State University. Highly regarded as a strong, passionate, effective leader across functions which challenges self, others, status quo to push boundaries and consistently raise performance. She has taught, led, and facilitated a variety of diversity and inclusion leadership programs with management and life skill classes. She teaches courses and workshops, and she's been doing that for more than 18 years. Since her military retirement, Michelle has dedicated herself to empowering and equipping women and underrepresented communities with tools necessary to increase their financial freedom by utilizing safe money strategies. So, again, we want to say welcome, Michelle Ewing. So, Michelle, I'm going to start with you, and then we're going to bring Kevin in conversation, and then I'll read his bio as well. So, Michelle, how did you get started in this wonderful world of finance?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I start? Well, after retirement, I decided that I was going to stay within the realm that I was accustomed to, and that was leadership, employee engagement, organizational culture, diversity and inclusion, and things were busy. Like, I had work there, but I wasn't all that fulfilled because I was getting a lot of military clients, and I had retired, so I was kind of trying to move away from military and move into corporate, because military, it takes us a long time to move that needle. I enjoyed my military career, but I wanted to learn what it was like on the corporate side of the house. And I was taking some small business classes because things were going pretty well, and I needed more knowledge. After 27 years in the military, you have a lot of military knowledge. You don't have a lot of corporate knowledge when it comes to business. And I went to a small business class at the library, and it was on business credit and finances. And the woman who was speaking there, she was a banker, and she said that middle-class Americans do not understand credit. And I could not disagree with her, because the things that she was telling me in that class, I was unaware of. Okay. She also said that we do not understand how money works. And I said, well, I can't argue with her there because I know how to make it, and I know how to shop and spend it, and I know how to save sums of money. I'm a fire-forget kind of girl. You know, so I had my thrift savings plan and other savings and things like that going on. But I also found out that when it came to estate planning, executor and co-executor were not equally weighted. And me and my brother will both be holding those titles after my father's transition. And she also said that when parents leave things behind, like houses or some type of inheritances or money, that within two generations, that estate has dissipated. And I thought to myself, well, wait a minute. That means that after my kids, my grandkids are not going to be benefit from what my father built. So I said, well, I think I better learn a little bit of something. And so I said to myself, well, if you could spend 2 years learning how to drive Navy ships, because I was a surface warfare officer, I said, if you can spend 2 years learning how to drive Navy ships safely, you can absolutely spend a couple of years learning how to preserve your family's legacy. And I was Eventbrite searching after that class. I was on Eventbrite because I'm an Eventbrite surfer. I'm always looking for something to do. I love people. I'm an extrovert. So I love meeting people and interacting with people. And I saw a class that said Money 101. And I said, oh, that sounds like a good class to go to since middle-class Americans don't understand how money and credit works. Let me just go ahead and give it a try. I went to the class. It was a phenomenal class. I learned more in 1 hour than I had learned my entire life about money. And there was no pressure. They didn't put any sticky name tags on me. They didn't make me write my name down anywhere. All they did was put down a sheet and said, if you want to know more information or if you want some help with any of this, just let us know. And I really enjoyed the fact that they focused on education and they were not trying to push me into purchasing anything. They were not pushing sales. And that's how I got into this business, because I really appreciate the way Five Rings Financial focuses on education and not forcing people into sales. Because that's a huge turnoff for me. You're not going to make me do anything I don't want to do.
Okay, great. Great information. Thank you for sharing that with us. So now we're going to talk to Kevin a little bit. So Kevin Green, originally from New York, New York, has a Bachelor of Science degree from New York University, double majoring in finance and business management. He began his career in banking and finance in the early 1980s. His 14-year career culminated with him managing the funds from a $1 billion debt and equity portfolio. Kevin went on to earn a Juris Doctorate from the Fordham Law School and practiced law for over 20 years. Most notably, working in mergers and acquisitions, he worked on the merger between locally known businesses Office Depot and Office Max. Longing to return to his financial roots in 2018, Kevin began working in the insurance industry. Currently, he is the regional manager for Five Rings Financial. And so, Kevin, you stated here that you started in 2018. So can you tell us what made you shift and start your business in the financial industry?
Well, I had worked in the financial industry for about 14 years when I was younger, and I just wanted to get back to it. After practicing law for a lot of time, I felt that I had achieved everything that I was looking for in the legal field, and I wanted to go back to where I was comfortable, what I really enjoyed.
Okay, awesome.
And of course, it's a funny story. I'm sorry to cut you off, but
sure.
It was a funny story that ended up in banking and finance in the first place. I went to a high school in New York City that specialized in training people to go into the business field, and they specialized in externships with various businesses in the community, downtown Wall Street area, and I just by luck ended up with an externship into a bank. I started working in a marketing department, learning about foot traffic, where to best position signs to draw in more people to come into the bank and things like that. Eventually, we're going on down to the bank floor and learning the business from that side. But I just stumbled into it in my senior year of high school. I loved it. I stayed.
So that's an awesome story, Kevin. Okay, so Michelle, I know that you
yes.
say that you are loving finance, and you've been in the industry for a while. Can you tell us how long you've actually been in this business, and where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, I've actually been with Five Rings Financial for going on about a year and a half now. So my financial journey is pretty short, which is why I surround myself with professionals who have been in this business for 38 years. but I also, while I was in uniform in the Navy, I was what we would call one of the command financial specialists. So I used to sit down with sailors and go over their budgets and help them get their budgets in order, because military families, if your budget is not in order, your life is not in order, and you can't focus on being operational. And then I also volunteered for a little while with the Navy and Marine Corps Relief Society. We also work on budgets, and we help people be able to secure emergency funds to take care of their families in the event that something takes place in their families and they can't afford it, emergency travel, things like that. So I've done a lot with budgeting, but the last year and a half has been officially with Five Rings Financial, where that is solely what I'm focusing on right now. And where I see myself in the next 5 years is as an executive vice president, traveling the country, giving Money 101 classes, and helping others do their Wine Women Wealth classes.
Okay, awesome. Okay, Kevin. And you are a startup as well. So can you tell us how long you've been in this industry and where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Well, I started back in 2018. And in the next 5 years, I'd say in the next 15 years, I see myself where I'm at right now. I love this company, Five Rings Financial. I love the educational approach. They're not salesy at all. Like Michelle noted earlier, you don't go into a Money 101 and you stick a sticky name tag on you. They allow you to sit there, learn at your own pace. They just is a nice workshop. It's not interactive at all. You just kind of sit, you learn, you take your own notes. And they don't try to sell you anything at the end of it. If you're interested in learning more about anything or learning how the different concepts that they've taught you about or educated you about can apply to you specifically in your life, you raise your hand and say, hey, look, I'd like to sit down with somebody and learn more information. And that type of an environment where you're uplifting the entire community, not trying to sell them something for your own benefit, but uplifting them for their benefit and their families and their futures and future generations, that's just an amazing thing to do. And I don't see myself ever doing anything other than this.
Wonderful. Okay, Michelle, you mentioned two things. Now, full disclosure to all my listening audience, you know that I am also a part of Five Rings Financial. But today is all about my two colleagues and their branding. So we just want to talk about some things that are important to them. So, Michelle, can you explain what exactly Wine, Women, and Wealth is to somebody who have maybe never heard of it?
Absolutely. Well, Wine Women Wealth is an absolutely fun environment where we have a little bit of wine, we have a little bit of food, a little bit of education, and a whole lot of networking and fun. We have three courses and three different wines that we taste. And we have all women where we sit around and we become comfortable with each other. Some people are business owners. Some people are not. We talk about finances. We have those really keep it real conversations with each other, because often in this industry, women have been locked out or they have been spoken down to by men in the community. Of course, present company excluded, because Kevin is very warm and welcoming and easy to talk to, as you can't tell from his mellow voice. But, you know, so what it does is it evens the playing field for women, where we can all be honest with each other. We can support each other in our businesses. We can support each other in our finances. And we can eat some good food and do a nice little wine tasting. Now, not too much, because, you know, people are driving home. But like to partner with local business owners in the area. For example, the Wine, Women, and Wealth that we were having with Miss Jemilyn Hewlett at her We Care Salon Cafe and Training Facilities. So we were able to support her business. She was supporting us, and we were able to support everyone else's business that is there as well. So it's just a lot of fun. A little bit of wine, a little bit of food, a little bit of networking, a little bit of finances, and a whole lot of fun. So you want to be at the next one we have live for sure. But we also still order, offer them virtually online. You just have to provide your own wine this time. We can't feed you and give you wine.
Yes, absolutely awesome. Kevin, you mentioned Money 101. So there may be some gentlemen and some other ladies on the line who have never heard of Money 101. And we know Kevin cannot participate in Wine, Women, and Wealth per se. But, Kevin, can you just give us an overview of Money 101, what that really looks like?
Absolutely. And this is a fantastic time to doing virtual ones. Up until recently, we had them in Virginia Beach. We'd have a room set up in a hotel, provide food. We'd have you come on in, you'd sit down, have a speaker, present for about an hour, telling you about six different financial concepts about how to save your money, how to grow your money, how to protect your money, how to leave your money as a legacy to the next generation. And we allowed people to sit there, take notes, and observe what was going on, non-interactive forum. And at the end, if they wanted more, we'd contact them. But now that we're doing a virtual world, and yes, this is going to continue even when the coronavirus issue is resolved, I'm sure this is going to continue. So we have executive vice presidents from all over the country, from Colorado, Texas, Florida, and they're doing these virtual Money 101. Some are as short as 30 minutes. Some of them are as long as an hour. And they, again, are going over different financial concepts, educating people on how things work, and telling them how best how to protect themselves in this volatile market that we're in right now. But this is a fantastic time that we have at least five or six of them each and every week.
Awesome. Great information.
And hold on, Francine. I would also like to point out that our next Wine, Women, and Wealth is on May the 4th, Monday, May the 4th at 5 p.m. So your listeners need to reach out if they would like to be included in on that Wine, Women, and Wealth. It is a different topic every month. We talk about money personalities, what kind of saver you are, what kind of spender. So join us.
Okay, great. And Michelle, can you give them information on how they can participate in the Wine, Women, and Wealth if they're interested?
Absolutely. They can go to 5RFEast. I think it's .eventbrite.com. They go on Eventbrite and they look at 5RFEast. They'll find the Wine, Women, and Wealth for Monday, May the 4th. Or
okay,
they can hit any of us up on Facebook and send us a note. We're friends with you on Facebook. We can invite you directly.
Wonderful. Okay. And Kevin, is that the same way they're going to get to Money 101 if they want to come and join us?
Absolutely. Absolutely. 5RF East at Eventbrite. And I'll see all the upcoming dates for Money 101.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. Okay, and Kevin, you led me right into my next question when you spoke about the pandemic. So how has the pandemic changed the way you do business?
Well, I am a people person. I'm a face-to-face people person, and I love doing our workshops. I love being involved with people sitting down over their kitchen table or, you know, in their living room and discussing how we can help them with their finances and help protect their family. This virtual environment and doing meetings over Zoom is not my comfort zone, but it is allowing me to reach out to more people, and I realize the importance of staying safe, but this allows me to reach out to more people, allows me to have meetings with people that are in other states, not just ones that are here in Virginia, and I am licensed in many states across this country, so it allows me to conduct business with them as well. And so in that respect, it is working and successful, but I am still a people person, and I can't wait to get back to what's going to be our new normal, and I can come in and sit down across your kitchen table and just have a conversation with you face-to-face.
Gotcha. Michelle, you want to chime in on that?
I would say, now, you know I am a serious extrovert. although it does not change the level of service that I give to my clients, because the majority of what I do is when it's behind closed doors anyway. But, you know, what I really miss is, like Kevin said, being in the company of other people and being able to hug on them, because we're big-time huggers, right? We show a lot of love in this company, and that love is shown in person. Now, if you don't want to be hugged, that's fine. We be like, okay, fine. But for the most part, we are big-time huggers. We love being in the presence of others, empowering them, encouraging them, and lifting them up. Now the difference is I have to do that via Zoom, which is not a problem because you already know I know how to turn it up and I know how to turn it off. So now we do it online, and it allows me to reach more of my friends, my families, and my clients that live out of town, because I have clients, just like Kevin said, all over the country. And now it allows us to become into community together on Zoom. And I'm able to have even further reach, and it removes the barrier of people actually having to show up in the physical form at the West End or someplace like that. So now they have no excuses, okay?
Great. And it's awesome that we can do that, and especially during this time when so many people feel isolated. They, you know, they're not communicating well with maybe with others in their household, but they can take, you know, 30 minutes or an hour and just get away and get some good education and some good training. So I want you, Michelle, to talk a bit more about the Wine, Women, and Wealth series, because we know, just like you just said, that it's all over the country. But how can women who normally are introverts, because you talked about being an extrovert, women who are introverts, how can they participate in Wine, Women, and Wealth? Because they maybe did not hear you, so I want you to be clear on that, how they can have some fun too.
Okay, well, first of all, if you round me, whether you're an introvert or you're an extrovert, you are going to have fun. Okay, I just want to point that out, because I have plenty of introverted friends, and we all have fun. Now, we don't pick on our introverted people. They are allowed to sit there and be as quiet as they like, just like the extroverts like me in this room. We can all be exuberant. We accept people from all backgrounds. Like I said, I'm a diversity and inclusion professional. So I very much respect people from different backgrounds, with different personalities, with different concerns and abilities. So even the introverts in the room, they enjoy themselves. You know, they can sit in the back somewhere, you know, and we also do small group sessions while we're in Wine, Women, and Wealth. If we ask a question, we have them work together in small groups, and then we'll say, well, select someone to speak for your group. And that's at that moment where if the introverts would like to remain obscure, they can. And the extrovert, like me in the group, can stand up and say, well, this is what we came up with, right? So it is for everybody. It is not just for the extrovert. Everyone needs to learn about money, whether you're introvert, extrovert, or ambivert, okay? Because we have some people that can do both. Introverts don't mean that they don't like people. That just means that's how they recharge their batteries. So introverts can be in groups of people, and they just start getting drained. So it's only about 2 hours long, and after that's over, they can go back home and recharge their batteries, while the extroverts like me, we suck in everybody of their energy, because that's how we get energized, is by being in the company of other people. So it is an environment for everyone. Everyone will enjoy it.
Okay, great. So, Kevin, I know that you talked about this is not your world, the world we're in right now. So I know that it can be a challenge. And, again, like Michelle was just saying, just because you're introvert doesn't mean that you don't want to do things. But can you express how this change in just these few weeks has made a difference in the way you look at business, if that makes sense? Kendall.
A difference in the way I look at business? I'm embracing the opportunity to be able to reach out to more people and to have more opportunities. In the past, we only had Money 101 once, maybe twice a month. Now, like I say, we're having them almost daily, and we're having five or six a week. So it allows us to reach out to more people. And in this time of crisis right now, a lot of people are trying to protect themselves, not only with their health, but their finances as well, because the stock market is very volatile. And so they're looking to protect their money and having their 401ks, their 503bs, their TSP accounts, and the volatility of the market has got them a little scared. So we can protect their money, at least, while protecting their health, because they're staying home and connecting with us on Zoom and getting the education that they need. So that's kind of been a change over the last few weeks.
Okay, great. And so I'm going to put you on pause for 1 minute, so get something to drink. I'll be right back because we got to pay the bills.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
The whole point of human beings is so that we can see each other and be more engaged. I'm looking at myself.
Thank you for tuning in to Finances with Francine and Friends. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and this program today is being sponsored by Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show, with your host, yours truly, and my co-host, Veronica McMillan. So we are on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so please join us for Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. So we're going to come right back, and today, if you are just tuning in and you missed the first half of our show, you can always go back and listen to it in the archives. But I have on the show with me today Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green, and they are both financial services representatives with Five Rings Financial. And so we've been just diving into how they got started and where they are. And so we're going to flip the script just a little bit and talk about some tips that somebody on the line may need help with some money. And they have money, they don't know what to do with it. So, Michelle, can you tell somebody who's listening, they have an 401k or TSV and some of them other things you rolled off your tongue, can you tell them what they could do if they don't know what to do with their money?
If they don't know what to do with their money, they can give one of us a call, because it's not easy for me to state publicly what needs to be done, because there are a multitude of things that can be done for someone who needs to roll their money out of TSP or out of an 401k. It's going to be based on every individual's need and circumstances, okay? So it's not very easy. For me, for example, I rolled my TSP over into, you know, something we call Retirement Pro. So there are a number of things. Retirement Pro gave me a bonus, and it's also going to give me a lifetime income, you know, once I turn on that income. So, again, but that was for me. Different people have different needs, and they have different motivations. So I would have to sit down with each individual based on what their situation is and work out a plan for them specifically.
Okay, awesome. Kevin, you want to jump in on that question?
I absolutely agree with Michelle 100%. What we do is we cater to the individual. We don't have a cookie-cutter solution. And I think any financial advisor, any financial planner that you're going to sit down with that's trying to push you towards some cookie-cutter solution, they're probably doing you a little bit of a disservice, because everybody's slightly different. Whether or not it's how risk-averse you are or how adventurous you are with your money. Some people go to Vegas and they're going to pinch every last dollar that they gamble. Others are going to go there and they're going to, you know, roll next month's mortgage payment on, you know, one roll of the dice. So depending on where you sit on that spectrum, different investment opportunities are going to be better for you. They're going to make you feel more comfortable and more secure in your financial future. So sitting down with people, and that's one thing we stress at Five Rings Financial, that first time we sit down with somebody and meet with them, it's really just a get-to-know-you meeting. And we'll spend an hour talking to you, not trying to pigeonhole you or push you towards any type of investment, but just trying to get a feel for who you are, what you like, what you don't like, what you want out of your life and with your future. And then with that information, we'll sit down and we'll work with you to find something that's going to fit your lifestyle and your attitude towards money, just your personality.
Great. Michelle, somebody may be on the line who does not even know what a financial representative is or does.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. There may be listeners on the line who may not know what a financial representative is or what a financial representative does. Can you give us some insight on that? Because most people, when they hear financial services, they think of a financial planner. So can you just give us some insight on what your actual role is in the financial world?
My actual role in the financial world, first of all, we have a variety of financial professionals, and I adore all of them because we all have what fits for us. As far as I am concerned, I am very risk-averse to losing people's money, so I am a safe money planner, okay? I'm going to teach you how to put your money someplace where you cannot lose a dime of it to the market and that you will benefit from indexing and compound interest so that you can have your money until you turn old and gray and turn on that stream of income forever. Now, you have some professionals where they have different licenses, where they have a license to gamble your money, and I don't mean that in any negative way, but they have a license to put in the stock market and help you make lots of money or help you lose money. You know, we know that that is the risk of being in a stock market. You can make big gains and you can experience great losses like I did in 2008. And I did not like the way that felt, okay, losing over 50% of my money. So I decided anybody that I help, I want to be able to just kind of sleep well at night. You know, I was in uniform for 27 years. And my motto is to protect and serve. So I use that same motto when I go forward and help people plan what to do with their money. Now, we believe in having a very wide and diverse portfolio. I just will not be the one to put your money at risk. I am the one who will put your money in safety. The rest of the money that you can afford to lose, I will advise you and refer you to someone who can help you put that in the market, but that would not be me. So that is where there is a difference in different people who have different roles to help you with your financial strategy. And you have these wealthy people out here where they have a multitude of people who help them with their money. They don't only have one person. So it wouldn't make any sense for me to only have one person or even the everyday middle American. You want to have multiple people who can help you figure out what to do with your money. And the benefit of working with us at Five Rings Financial is we do not charge you a dime to do anything with your money. We don't charge you a dime. All of your money goes into your account towards your future. You do not pay us a dime for helping you put your money in safety.
Awesome. So, Kevin, you talked about sitting down at the table and you love interacting with your clients. What does it look like today when you are speaking to your client? Let's say I've made up my mind, I'm ready to do something with my money. How do you interact with your clients right now?
Well, after you've had the first meeting where we just kind of get to know each other, we'll have a second meeting where we'll sit down again via Zoom, and I'll just lay out different options that we can offer them that will help them achieve their financial goals, and then give them time, usually a week or so, to think about those options and decide what they want to go forward with. And then on the third meeting, we'll actually sit down and start putting in applications to get them what they want. And those applications are usually, you start off with a Zoom meeting, it's just like the face-to-face contact with them a little bit. But as you start moving into the details of the application process to keep everything safe and secure, we get off of Zoom because Zoom is a great platform, but it's not always 100% secure. And we do want to make sure as we're taking financial information from people, their names, social security numbers, dates of birth, all those things that could lead towards identity theft, we want to make sure we're using an absolutely 100% safe platform. So we get off of Zoom for that, and then we'll do like a conference phone call. And we take all this detailed information there as we fill out the application process and we submit it. One thing that sometimes does impact the process is when it goes to, people go through underwriting. Underwriting right now can have some delays in it based on what's going on with the COVID virus. But we are moving along as quickly as we possibly can.
Okay, great. Great information to know. Okay, Michelle, you said you spent 27 years in the military as a war fighter. You were leading, training, and developing people to win wars. How does what you do now even compare to that?
Oh, my goodness. Well, some would argue that it's no longer based on life and death, but as far as I'm concerned, there's a little bit of that as well, because when you have no money, I don't know what type of life that is, and that is my biggest concern for the entire community as American citizens is, will we have enough money to carry us to our death? And, you know, the statistics already show that 70% of Americans will be dependent upon just Social Security in the last 10 years of their life. And after seeing my own grandmother in a situation where she was dependent upon other people, you know, for her livelihood in the last 10 years of her life, I would like something better for every person, every listener out there, every woman out there, every man out there, every American citizen, to have more options for themselves when they reach their elderly years. So for me, it is not much different from when I was in uniform. I led people, I developed people to reach their full potential, and now it's my job to help people realize and actualize their full potential on the financial playing field. And I play to win. That's just who I am. Very competitive.
Awesome.
I play to win.
Yeah. I hear your machine, Yui. Awesome. Kevin, you've been working in the banking, finance, and you practice law for a number of years. If you could do anything you wanted, what's next for you?
This. I don't want to do anything else after this. This is my last career. I absolutely love sitting down with people and helping them to protect their futures. I grew up in New York City. I was raised in projects in New York City up in Harlem. And, you know, we never realized that we were going without. It was the way life was. And I've elevated myself to a position where I can see the benefit of being financially secure. And I want to make sure that everybody that I can reach out to, I want to help them be as financially stable as I've become in my lifetime with the various careers that I've had. And so we sit down with people, and I love sitting down with them, whether they have, you know, they feel they have no money at all, they're just going month to month and living paycheck to paycheck. I like to sit down with them, put them through what we call our funnel program, and refinance their finances. And various ways to help them find money in their own budget, whether it's sitting down with them. Most people have car insurance. They've had the same car insurance company for the last 15, 20 years, and they've never reshopped their car insurance. Sitting down with them and reshopping their car insurance, they can get the exact same coverage and find another carrier that can save them money. I had one client, I saved $150 per month on her car insurance. That freed up money in her budget just to make her lifestyle a little better, a little easier. She's a single mom. She has three kids. And that extra $150 per month just made her living arrangements a lot more comfortable. Now, she didn't become a client of mine. We didn't charge, of course, any fee to sit down and refinance the finances with her. These are all things, like Michelle said, we are a non-fee-based business at Five Rings Financial. But just to sit down with her and help her out and bring that money back into her household without her doing anything other than just refinancing her car insurance, that's an amazing thing. And you know, when I start off in banking and finance, I work with large businesses. And it's gratifying work to work with large businesses and help them save their balance sheet and whatnot. But to sit down with individual people, that brings it to a very personal level. And I enjoy it immensely. There's nothing else I want to do other than this. I can't even see myself retiring. You know, I want to be in my 70s and in my 80s sitting down and doing this because of the joy I get out of knowing that I'm helping people.
Great. That is awesome. And to Michelle, in the beginning of the year, and like most people do, we chose a word that was our keyword for the year, the word that we were going to use to kind of define ourselves or define our business. Could you share with our audience what your word was for 2020?
Wow. My word was for 2020. I just spoke it. Win.
Awesome.
Yes.
Because it's just my motto. You play to win versus playing not to lose. And I think a lot of the time we don't think about how we're showing up every day. You know, we show up and we play small, or we shrink ourselves down to make other people comfortable. And going through my own transition after coming out of uniform, I realized you can't do that. You have to show up and be who you are, because dimming your light doesn't make anybody else's shine any brighter. So that's why that is my one word. That is win. That reminds me to play to win rather than playing not to lose, because playing not to lose is based in fear, and playing to win is based in bravery and courage.
Gotcha. Kevin, same question. What's your word for the year?
My word for 2020 was more. M-O-R-E, just simple more. I want to reach out to more people, more families, more small businesses, and educate more people on how they can protect themselves, how they can protect their finances, how they can grow and build a legacy for the next generation. And then more generations will be touched by the fact of what people have done today, more and more generations down the line, and the world will continue to move on down the line, and just more. That is my goal. Every time I feel like I'm running out of energy or I'm tired, I just think to myself, more. I can help more people. I can help one more. Let me just make one more phone call. Let me sit down with one more family and talk to them. Just more. So just one more. That's it.
Okay, great, great, great answer. Great answer. So Michelle and Kevin, and this is, I'm going to ask you both this question. You're talking about winning, and you're talking about more, Kevin. How can you encourage someone who's listening today? And I'll start with you, Michelle. Someone who's listening today, they're sitting at home. They, you know, they're on furlough, or they don't know if their business is going to open back up. They didn't get a stimulus check. What words of encouragement would you give that individual?
I would say, don't give up. Hope. Don't give up. Have hope and continue to keep your head up. Put one foot in front of the other. I know that that is very, very hard to do at a time like that based on the conditions that you just put out, Francine. I know it's hard. We've all been through hard, but we are all in this together. So feel free to reach out and give myself a call, Francine a call, give Kevin a call. You know, you can reach us. Reach out. We can help you look at your finances. Maybe we can help you refinance your finances, or even just be a listening ear, because, hey, right now under those conditions, it sucks, right? It really does. It really does suck. And sometimes you just need someone to listen and someone who can encourage you and help you stay uplifted at a time that's a very dark place for many people. Reach out to somebody. Please don't get yourself to the point where you are so sad, where you would want to do something to harm yourself or think that you have no hope. Because once we get down to the bottom, there's no place to go but up. So please reach out to someone.
Great, Michelle. And Kevin, I'm going to ask you the same question as well. Some young man is listening. He's, you know, feeling like he's all alone. Could you give him some words of encouragement?
He's not all alone. Excuse me. He's not all alone. When you sit down with somebody, like say whether it's Michelle, yourself, myself, and you start talking, you're going to learn that no matter how isolated you might feel, you might think that, oh, you're the only person in the world that has this problem with your money or your finances. But as you sit down with us and we start talking to you about other people, other things that we've encountered, you're not alone. Everybody has the same problems with money. Everybody has the same issues with money. Everybody struggles with the same topics of money. Nobody feels they have enough. Nobody feels they've saved enough. Nobody feels they've done enough. And when you realize that you're not alone in that respect, you feel a little bit of comfort right there, knowing that you're not alone. And then as we start talking to you and developing different concepts and different ways to help you, you'll learn quite quickly that small changes can make a huge impact on your future. Simply saving as little as $5 a day over a nice 40-year period could lead to $1 million in the bank. And with the different investments that we can put you in, that'd be $1 million that you can draw out when you're older tax-free. You get 100% of it. You don't have to give any of it to Uncle Sam, which, and it all stems from $5 a day. So no matter where you are in life, whether you're older, you're younger, whether you have more or less in financial means, You can always do more. You can always help out yourself. Small incremental changes can be vast in the back end. So don't give up hope. Don't despair. Work with people. Talk to other people. Like Michelle said, don't isolate yourself. Reach out to financial people like us, and we can sit down with you and show you that you're not alone and show you that every little bit helps and makes you better.
Okay, great advice. So we've been talking to Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green of Five Rings Financial. Michelle, I want you to tell the audience again how they can get in touch with you, because some people may have just hopped on, and we don't want them, maybe they didn't hear everything that we said, but they have questions. Tell them how
yes.
they can get in touch with you.
You can reach me by going to livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetimelegacies. You'll find me there, or you can also reach me at michelle.ewing@gmail.com. I would give my telephone number, but these telemarketers are treacherous, and I don't typically answer calls that are not already in my phone. So if someone would like to reach out to me, they can, you know, post on Francine's blog, and, you know, I'll get the information, and I will reach out to you, because I'm telling you, these are telemarketers that I need to drink. And, you know, I can't take it. But you can reach me again, livingbenefitsexperts.com/lifetimelegacies.
Awesome. Kevin, give your information if somebody wants to get in touch with you, set up that appointment for Zoom.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. Michelle, you make me laugh about the telemarketer, but she's absolutely my phone rings constantly, and it's just terrible. But you can reach me via email at Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, .Green, G-R-E-E-N, @5ringfinancial, and it's all spelled out. And that's the easiest way to reach me, is just shoot me an email, or you can contact me through your blog, and of course, I'll get that information, I'll reach out to you. I reach out back to people once I've heard from them within a 24-hour period. No matter what, I will contact you on a Sunday if that's what you're requesting. Otherwise, if you contact me on a Saturday, I'll get back to you by Monday morning. Just to touch base with you, and then I'll give you my phone number individually like that, and we can stay in touch, and we can text and all that type of communication. But again,
great.
Kevin.Green, G-R-E-E-N, @5ringsfinancial, all spelled out.
Absolutely wonderful.
And Francine, they can also find me at 5 Rings Financial. I don't want them thinking I'm out here being an imposter. So it's michelle.ewing@5ringsfinancial, also all spelled out, .com. They were like, how come he got a 5 Rings Financial email and she don't? I have one too. I just spent a whole lot more time on my Gmail side. That's how I screen people too. That's how I screen them. That's how I screen people out.
Absolutely, and we have to do that because we do get a lot of calls, and I'm laughing at you guys because, you know, I have the little thing on my phone that tells me it's probably spam, so that I don't even answer anymore. And I also tell people, if you're going to call me, leave me a message. Because if you do not, I will not call you back. I am not that curious to know what you have to say if you didn't feel like it was important enough to leave me a message. And I tell everybody that, you know, this, and especially in this day and time, because nobody wants to pick up the phone and then they speak in my name like they know me and I have no idea who they are, you know. So leave me a message, and I give out my phone number because it's everywhere, so I can't take it back now. And this is the number that I use for the business. I am so excited to have you both on the show today. And so we have about 10 minutes left. And so in the last 10 minutes, I really want each of you to just talk to the audience about what it is that you think makes a great person to go into business. It doesn't have to be 5 Rings Financial. But some people are here because they're looking for a business, you know. So, Michelle, can you speak to that? Is this a good time to start a business? Let's start with that. Is this a good time to start a business? And what should people be looking for if they're looking to start a business now?
I would say this is the perfect time to start a business. I mean, we're spending a significant amount of time at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are in quarantine.
Yes.
We're social distancing. So we have more time on our hands to be able to do some research and look for something that we would enjoy. It doesn't necessarily have to be working with us at Five Rings, but what are you passionate about? You know, my thing is, what are you passionate about that can all – that's something useful that you can make an income from? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Now I can say I'm passionate about basket weaving, number one, am I good at it? And number two, is there really a demand for basket weaving right now? You know, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. I'm not making fun of basket weaving. I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
it's something that, number one, you should enjoy doing, something that you're interested in, something that you're willing to learn about and be your absolute best at it, and something that you can make an income from. And I would suggest something that you can do virtually because life as we know it has changed, and I don't think it's ever going back to what it was before. So we have to figure out how to do these things online, and I'm so proud of Kevin because he has really been working hard at doing this Zoom stuff and doing things online despite the fact that he doesn't like it, but that's his money maker, and he's doing a great job at it. So something you're passionate about, you enjoy, and something that you can actually make an income from because you got a whole lot of time on your hands now.
Okay, great. Kevin, what do you think about what Michelle just said?
I think she's absolutely correct. One thing about the entrepreneurial spirit is it cannot be squashed. Right now, in trying times, how many people across America just stepped up and started making masks for emergency
mm-hmm.
services personnel out of their
mm-hmm.
homes, out of their, you know, the scraps of material that they have in their house? The entrepreneurial spirit cannot be squashed. It cannot be suppressed at all. If you feel it in your heart that you want to start doing something, like Michelle said, this is absolutely the right time to do it. If you want something to happen in your future, the best time to get started is right now. So whatever it is that you're passionate about, go out there and do it. If you have a passion for it, if you think there's a need for it, I bet you there are a ton of other people across the country that will also have a passion for it and also feel that there's a need for it, and that's where your market comes from. And you start reaching out to them and you start selling it to them and helping yourself the best way you can by introducing your passions to the world. Absolutely.
That's great answers, guys. Okay, so, Michelle.
Yes.
What is your favorite part of what you do right now?
My favorite part of what I do right now is helping people to realize and actualize their full potential. Basically, my 2020 word, helping people win. And winning is what it looks like to them, not what it looks like to me. It is to reach their goals. But I'm that one that's going to help put my hands behind your back and push you across the finish line because I like to win.
Okay, Kevin, what's your favorite part of what you do now?
Well, actually, I will answer that question, but before I tell you about my favorite part of what I do now, let me just tell you a quote, one of my favorite quotes. It's
sure.
not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It's the one that is most adaptable to change. That's Charles Darwin, and that is one of my favorite quotes. And like Michelle had said, this environment has changed, and it is going to continue to be different. We have to get back to a new normal. But those people that are willing and able to change and to adapt with it, they will grow businesses, they'll be entrepreneurs, the spirit will stay alive. What's the favorite thing that I do right now about my business is helping people. I'm really passionate about that. I don't know if that's coming across in this phone conversation, but I absolutely am passionate about sitting down and helping people and helping people to be the best and the most that they can be for themselves and their family.
Okay. Good job, Kevin. So my quote, Kevin, since you wanted to give one, I'll have to give mine too.
Go ahead.
You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the first step. And that's Martin Luther King Jr. And that's what I want to say to anybody that's listening, whether you want to be in financial services, whether you want to start a bakery or a flower shop or own your own restaurant, you just have to take action to do it. And I know sometimes we're planning, but if you are just planning things in your head, it's going to stay in your head and it's never going to go anywhere. So you have to put it down on paper, make a plan, and step out on faith and do what you want to do. So I know, ladies and gentlemen, it is getting close to the end of our show. Time flies when you're having fun. But again, I would like for you to know that we are on the call today with Michelle Ewing of Five Rings Financial. She is an emerging vice president of the company. She's been in business in Five Rings Financial a year and a half, and she has a total of 26 employees. So I'm thinking she's going to be a VP very soon, so we're going to have to drop the emerging. And also today we have with us Kevin A. Green with Five Rings Financial, and he's a regional manager, and he's also a startup, but he has 14 years prior experience, as Michelle does, because she has 27 years in the military. So these two people are changing lives, making a difference in people's lives, helping them to better understand money. And the one thing that I love about Five Rings Financial is that we get to educate people. We just aren't out there trying to sell them something that they don't want. As Michelle and Kevin both said, we talk to you, and our first objective is not to sell you anything. It is to get to know you. It's all about relationships, building those relationships, and relationships can be very powerful. So, Michelle, one more time, give them your contact information, because you know people don't have pencil and paper and they don't listen, but I want them to have it. And normally at the beginning of my show, I tell them, get your paper and pencil out, because that's going to be the first question they're going to ask me when they put something in the chat room, is what was her information? So, Michelle, give them your information.
Okay, it is www.livingbenefits.com/lifetimelegacies, IES. And you can also find me at mmichelle.ewing, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, that's one L, .ewing at fiveringsfinancial.com, or Michelle with one L, .ewing, the number one, at gmail.com.
Thanks, Michelle. Kevin, give him your information, please.
Best way to contact me is via email at Kevin, that's K-E-V-I-N, dot Green, G-R-E-E-N, at Five Rings Financial. Five Rings Financial is all spelled out, .com.
Awesome. And I'm Francine Humphrey, and my telephone number is 757-567-6734. If you call me, please leave me a message, and I will call you back, or you can send me a text. If you want to reach me by Gmail, it's icwdirector@gmail.com. I do have a Five Rings email address. It's fhumphrey@fiveringsfinancial as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, it has been my pleasure to have on Finances with Francine and Friends, Michelle Ewing and Kevin Green. And we're about 1 minute before we go. Are there any words that you want to speak to my audience before you go, Michelle and Kevin?
Yes, I would say thank you so much, Francine. Francine is phenomenal, and I want to thank you so much for doing this on your show, because as you know, it's very much needed. So thank you very much. You're a beautiful spirit and a beautiful woman. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Yes, Francine, I'd like to express my thanks as well for having me on the show. It's a great opportunity that you have right now, reaching out to many people in these times of need, letting them know that there is a resource and you are that resource, and they should reach out to you, they should reach out to Michelle, reach out to myself if they want to, and let us help them and be their resource as well. But thank you very much for having me on the show today, Francine.
Thank you, Michelle. And Kevin, it's been my pleasure and my honor. You know we are teammates and colleagues and friends, so I really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to be on my show. Thank you so much. God bless you all. And we'll be back next Friday, same time, same station. Bye-bye now. God bless.
Bye.